Peggy, you're taking care of the recording, and then I am getting this live on Facebook here momentarily. Okay, we are live on Facebook.
All right, good morning. It is February the 23rd. The time is 11:01 a.m. This is a meeting of the Leon County Research and Development Authority's Audit Committee. We have a quorum present. We also have guests representing our auditors, and I'll ask them for the purpose of recording to identify themselves, please.
This is Allison Harrell, and I am the audit partner on the engagement. I'm with Thomas Howell Ferguson, PA.
Okay. We have Christy on.
Yes, this is Christy Wicker, and I'm with NAI TALCOR.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will proceed now with the agenda. We have introduced guests. We have approved or need approval to participate by electronic means. Is there a motion to do so? So that's good. Locations?
No.
Hearing none. Any public comment? Hearing none. We have attached to the agenda the November the 9th Audit Committee meeting minutes.
Mr. Chair, if we could back up for 1 minute.
Okay.
We had a committee member join us who is now participating by electronic means.
Okay.
I was worried about that. All right. We can go back and do that approval.
Okay. Chair requests the approval to have participants participate by electronic means. Is there a motion to do so?
So moved.
And is there a second? We have a motion and a second. Those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. Motion carried. Eric, I'm trying my best to dress as nice as you today. So I put on my little hanky in my pocket, my blazer on, and I'm just trying to keep up with you.
You look great, Chairman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. The minutes of the November 9th meeting have been distributed. The chair has reviewed them. They appear to the chair to be accurate, but if anyone has a motion to reconsider or modification or addition or deletion, please signify by saying so. Hearing none, there's a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
And that is motioned and seconded. Is there approval? Those in favor saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. Motion carries. All right, the audit committee meeting now is asking the auditors to make their presentation. I call on Allison at this time for her comments.
Thank you. So I will begin with the draft of the audited financial statements. And I saw those in the agenda and the link as well. So I'll begin with the presentation here, stating that we had an unmodified opinion. And that is the highest level of assurance that we can give on a set of audited financial statements. The authority has had an unmodified opinion for a while now, thankfully. There are a couple additional paragraphs that are required in our report, and those are due to the required supplementary information that is presented in accordance with governmental accounting standards. The second part of the financial statements is management's discussion and analysis, and that was prepared by management. I won't get into too many details on that, but I would refer to Ron and or Christy if they have anything they want to add regarding the management's discussion and analysis. It's meant for highlights, financial highlights for the financial statements, a narrative.
Certainly happy to answer any questions on that. We noted the grant award from the EDA, which was, you know, obviously the largest thing to happen right there just before the end of the fiscal year, has not had any impact on the financials at this point. We did have some increases in revenue as a result of some smaller grants that we got. We had a big hit on the loss of IT services out of the Morgan building. That was about $183,000 loss when they ended their lease. We mentioned the completion of the trail project. And those are the major items that hit this past year.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ron. And flipping to the balance sheet, or really the statement of net position. Ron touched on a couple of the highlights, the variances there already, but you will see a slight increase in the current assets from almost 4.1 million to just over 4.1 million. A slight decrease in the capital assets, primarily due to depreciation recorded against those assets, and overall a slight decrease to the total assets from a little over 8 million to almost 7.9 million. And some of those.
Also, if you hold for one second, did you all want me to share the screen and show you the financials on the screen as she's going through these? Would that be helpful?
It probably would be appropriate.
I didn't know who had what on their electronic devices, but I can do this real quick. So find it on the smaller screen. Hold on one second.
That's probably better than having my face so large on the screen.
Not a chance. It's good to see
you. I kind of thought that's where we were going to go, but you know.
Okay, I'm on PDF page 9, Ron.
Hold on one second, I'm still not there yet. I'm having some mouse control issues here. It says I'm screen share, but I'm not seeing it.
I see it.
You see it? Okay, mm-hmm. It's not, I got the wrong. We're not seeing it. Hold on, there we go.
Still have it. That's not it. Does that mic work? Sorry. Go ahead and be talking while he's putting that on the screen.
Okay, I will continue then. On the liability side, there was an increase in the unearned revenue, and that was just due to the postponement of the elevator pitch night. So that revenue will be recognized in fiscal year 21 when the event occurred. Also some slight increases on some of the pension liabilities, which you all know since you participate in the Florida retirement system that is calculated by the actuaries for the state of Florida. And we are provided with that information. Management makes the adjustments and we agree to the provided information from the state of Florida actuaries. Overall, your total equity or net position had a decrease from 7.7 million to almost 7.5 million. And we'll get into some more of those details on the following page in the statement of revenues, expenses, and changes in net position. Primarily on the revenue side, as Ron stated before, the discontinuation of the lease or expiration of the lease for FSU IT was the major contributor to the decrease in lease revenue from $924,000 to $780,000 in the current year. There were some slight increases to counteract that on other income. There we go. And on the expense side, some slight increases in salaries and employee benefits. Mainly those are due to the pension benefits and the calculation there. That's where the change in those liabilities runs through the income statement. And those are the actuarial calculations. On the other expenses, there were a few decreases there, which are due to the postponement of the elevator pitch night. as well as some decrease in some maintenance costs that occurred in the prior year that were not necessary in the current year. Carpet, some HVAC repairs, things like that. So overall, the operating loss for the current year is $349,000 compared to approximately $300,000 last year. Slight decrease in your interest income from $99,000 to $74,000 with an overall change in net position in the current year of $275,000 loss compared to approximate $200,000 loss in the prior year. The next statement, the statement of cash flows, takes your income statement, converts it to a cash basis to see where your cash flows were coming from and being used on. You see where the net cash provided by operating activities remained fairly consistent with the prior year, $85,000 compared to $68,000. Purchase of capital assets was down. Again, that was the completion of the trail project. Used in capital activities was $297,000 last year, where current year $52,000. And then again, the slight decrease on the net cash provided by investing activities, or really your interest income earned. The next to the financial statements are fairly consistent with the prior year. There were no new accounting pronouncements adopted by the authority this year. So note one gives a lot of narrative detail updated for current year information. Note two discusses the ground lease, and really that's consistent again with the prior year. Note three, everybody's favorite financial statement footnote for the retirement plan. Again, we review the actuarial reports that are given to us by the state of Florida, are really provided to all participants of the Florida retirement system to agree the information compared to what management had reported as the liabilities and deferred inflows and outflows of resources. And that financial statement footnote goes on for 11 or 12 pages.
Everything you ever wanted to know about FRS.
Exactly.
Mr. Chair, if I can ask a quick question.
Yes. Mr. Dozier is acknowledged.
Thank you. And Allison or Ron, we don't need to talk about this much, but did I hear something remarkable about the legislature perhaps looking at the FRS issue this year, or that may have just come up in a dialogue about the session? I did not hear a bill or anything like that. Have you?
I don't know, you, Allison. Yeah. I have not heard anything specific. I mean, there's something that comes up every year.
Yes. That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah, so I haven't paid a lot of attention to that.
I think it's just a normal thing every year, but it did stand out to me because it referenced this kind of disclosure in the dialogue, yeah.
Well, and this type of disclosure is not dictated by the state of Florida, but rather dictated by governmental accounting standards. So there's not much they can do to clarify it or shorten it. And you know, it's obviously meant for larger governmental entities than the authority to give this amount of detail. I wish it was something that we could just refer to the state of Florida's reports and shorten the note, but unfortunately GASB does not allow that. And I'm not aware of anything significant that has been presented to the legislature to change anything within the FRS system. As Ron stated, something comes up every year, but I'm not aware of anything significant.
Okay.
I think the big discussion is usually around, you know, what percentage, you know, of the plan is funded. Mm-hmm. And I think it has been declining over the past few years, that percentage. But Allison, is that around 80%, 82%, something like that funded?
Right. Yeah. It's always about the funding and the required funding and contribution for state employees.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't mean to digress into that. Yep. I just wondered if it was something related to what we've got to do, but.
Actually, I appreciate the question because I have to spend a lot of time putting the information together for this.
Yes.
It feels like a total waste of time.
Right. Well, again, for smaller organizations.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, continuing on to footnote 4 is really most of the lease discussion here. There were a couple of updates. You'll see some December 2020 dates dealing with the Danfoss ground lease, as well as the memorandum of understanding. So those actually happened subsequent, and yes, I'm sorry, yeah, they're a little bit down there. So those actually happened subsequent to year end, but were updated within these. This footnote, I think it was on the previous page, Ron. It's the
come on.
There you go. So yeah, we do have a couple of dates that technically occur after the fiscal year end for the authority there, just discussing the the amendments to the Danfoss ground lease there, December 18th, 2020, as well as the memorandum of understanding, December 24th, 2020, and the amendment there.
Trying to get her back on screen, but I'm not able. My little touchpad is not working real well.
Weird.
Okay. The note 5 discusses all the operating leases, again, updated for current year information regarding the expiration or termination of any leases or any escalation clauses contained in those leases. And note 5 continues. It is separated out or subtitled by building. And then also at the end of that note discusses the common area management fees, which we test during our audit process, the calculation that was used and approved by the Board of Governors. And then the operating lease table here is disclosing the minimum future rentals. And you'll see, you know, 2021 is not significantly different than the lease revenue that was recognized for fiscal year 2020, but as lease expirations occur, those are not included in the future years. However, those are, you know, subject to renewals at those times. But these are for the leases that are in effect and in force through 2025 and thereafter. Capital assets, you'll see here, there's some reclasses and really on the park and development costs that occurred this year, and the reclasses occur from the construction in progress, and that was mainly the trail project. No other significant additions and no deletions this year. The designated net position, there was an increase in this from 1.4 million to 1.8 million that was voted on by the Board of Governors and included in the statement of net position as far as designated cash.
And that reflects the 1.8 designated for the EDA grant match.
Right.
And then we have various disclosures regarding how the entity insures itself against various risks. And then related party transactions include those with IPTLH and are pretty minimal so far still. Then we have, again, other required supplementary information required by the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. These all relate to the Florida retirement system and the pension liabilities and will eventually be the last 10 fiscal years. We are currently up to 7. So as 10 years gets added, and once we hit that 10th year or the authority hits that 10th year, you'll start to see years drop off here. But these are also information and numbers that are provided by the actuary report from the state of Florida.
more of the same.
They keep going. A couple of different schedules. Then we have our other reports in accordance with governmental auditing standards. We look at internal controls over compliance and financial reporting, and we found no issues to note or to bring to the committee's attention. So a great clean audit, no items to note there.
Good.
Then we also have, as required by the Auditor General, it's the next report, is an examination to determine the authority's compliance with the Florida statutes, local and local government investment policies. You all are in compliance and there's no items to note there. Then also required by the state of Florida Auditor General is a management letter stating various items regarding the financial condition of the authority, any prior audit findings that are unresolved, or any current year audit findings. There were no prior year audit findings. There were no current year audit findings. So this report is very standard template language that is required by the state of Florida Auditor General. And there are no items to note here to the committee. I'll take a pause. I know that was a lot. If there's any questions, if there's no questions, we can move on to the report to those charged with governance.
Do I hear any questions? Hearing none, you may proceed.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to jump to something else here real quick.
Did you want to share the screen again, Ron, or did you want me to continue?
Sorry, that was someplace else. I had to go get that. So give me 1 second.
But you may proceed, Allison.
Okay, I will go ahead. So this report is our required communication to you, the committee, the audit committee for the authority. States that we performed our audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards, as well as government auditing standards, because the authority is a local government. And those were detailed to you in our engagement letter dated October 15, 2020. The plan scope of the audit regarding the timing, as well as our independence, is also discussed in that letter. We've also discussed that with you during our previous meeting in November and discussed that with members of management as well. Accounting policies, there were no new adoption of accounting policies or new pronouncements that were required to be adopted this year. There were no significant or unusual transactions that were noted during our audit that we needed to bring to your attention. There are judgments and accounting estimates. And I'm just on the second page there, Ron.
Sorry, I'm still trying to get it on. You can see it, but they can't see it yet.
Okay, I was like, yeah, I could see it.
There, does not want to slide.
There are certain judgments and accounting estimates that are part of the authority statements, and there are always judgments and accounting estimates part of all financial statements. And we look at those judgments and estimates during the audit and agree those to underlying supporting documentation and found that they were all reasonable and accurately supported. Those that are considered significant to the authority are allowance for uncollectible accounts, which there was none this year. Pension liabilities, which again are provided, the information is provided by the State of Florida Retirement System. Allocation of certain maintenance and common area maintenance fees. Amortization of capitalized fees, and also the useful lives used to calculate depreciation of fixed assets. There were no audit adjustments that were recorded as the result of our audit. So that should give you great confidence in any interim financial information you are looking at or the Board of Governors is looking at to make decisions on, that we are not coming in at the end of the year and doing a lot of cleanup or recording any entries. So great clean audit. There were no uncorrected misstatements. And we encountered no disagreements with management over the application of any accounting principles. We are not aware that management had any consultations with any other accountants regarding accounting or auditing matters, and nor were there any significant issues that arose during the audit. We encountered no significant difficulties. As I stated and went over before, we do have a report on internal control included in your financial statements. There were no items noted there, so we have no recommendations or improvements to internal control. These are in draft form, but once they are issued and final, attached to this report will be a management's representation letter. And management states that they have given us everything we've asked for during the audit, making certain assertions for account balances, and it is signed by management and included as an exhibit to this final issued report. And that is all I have for my presentation. We appreciate the opportunity to serve the authority, and I'd be happy to take any questions if there are any.
Members of the committee, do you have questions? Allison, I want to just comment. Thank you for your very thorough, very exhaustive research of our organization. I'm very pleased, as I'm sure Governor Dozier is, having come from maybe the worst audit you ever did to the best audit you've ever done. So it's comforting to hear a unmodified opinion again and again and again. I want to compliment Christy. I want to compliment Ron. I want to compliment all of our staff members for doing an exceptionally fine job. We are pleased to have these things noted. I do see one comment. You are recognized. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to say a big thank you and a huge kudos to the staff, because while the audit came out the way it did is really because of the work that the staff is doing. And so just want to say a huge thank you and kudos to them for having a clean audit. And from what I heard from Ms. Harold, it sounds like it was a pretty painless audit process. So thank you again to the audit team, but more importantly to the staff for making it such.
I appreciate your comments, and they're right on. I thank you. If there are no further comments, the chair would ask for a motion that the report, that the committee accept and approve the auditor's report, and further that it be forwarded to the full board with our recommendation that the board accept and approve it as well. So there is a motion, and is there a second?
Second.
And second. Job well done, team. I'm proud of you all. Thank my members of the audit committee for your attendance today, for your participation in this. Let's just do it again next year. Thank you. We are adjourned with the proper motion.
Did we need a vote for the record?
I'm sorry?
Did we get a vote?
I'm sorry. Did we get a vote?
Maybe I did.
We got the motion. Did we got the second? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. That is our motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Yes, and seconded. No further. We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
29.